In 2017, a bunch of nerds were tasked by a podcasting network to come up with a monthly show. These men promptly came up with the idea for a comic book show where they could educate the masses. Today, they use this show as a platform for helping their fellow nerds in any way they can. If you have a nerdy question, if Google hasn't helped you, and if you have a Facebook account, maybe you can ask the Nerds for Hire.
And your Nerds for Hire this week is Trevor Camp.
Hey, buddy.
Who broke trying to break me. Asa Gray.
I love how just angry you are just powering through.
I'm not angry. I've just got a smile on my face.
Yeah, okay.
Dalton Anthony.
And now you're angry.
Because he somehow weaseled his way back in here.
I sent a message being like, hey, I'm off this week. Can I come do the show?
I like no one responded to that message, actually.
Because that's pretty much how it went. It's like, hey, I'm off Tuesday. I can come to the show. And no one said, I guess it's
nobody
just
said
no one
no.
said no.
No, I think I did say something along the lines of like, yeah, I mean, I guess you'd have a fourth spot.
I guess you could.
No,
and I don't know personal boundaries.
In my brain, like, here's the actual headcanon, folks. Dalton approached me on his hands and knees. Please, I'm sorry I burned you. Can I please be on an episode while I'm out of my thing that I'm doing that prevents me from being on the Tuesday
you
show?
You say burned. The show is way better without me.
Well, it was just that one
time.
There
was some scramble that had to happen.
Yeah.
It worked.
We managed. We had to skip a month, but it worked.
It's fine. It's fine.
You're right. We have better Dalton now.
It's true.
Exactly.
Hey, don't say that about yourself.
I'm sorry. It's been a rough week.
Oh, no.
Been feeling bad.
I'm the self-deprecation. I'm having a real Dalton week.
Guys, I just took a massive Dalton.
Well, no, sir. That's self-defecation. That's two different things. And we just got a poop joke with no swears.
We sure did.
I kind of tuned that out because Sega CD Games on Twitter, the account that posts like nostalgic Sega CD games, but they're all really fake.
Mm-hmm.
They posted a new one, and it's I don't know if it's necessarily appropriate for the show, but definitely follow at it was a recommendation from, I think it was Pat. Was talking that about it.
Would not surprise me.
On Twitter, at Sega CD Games, and it's a special kind of messed up.
So now you have to tell me.
I mean, I can just show you, but Jesse, okay. What's the show tonight? Because I'm not even 100% sure.
Okay, guys, since it is October, this is the October episode of Nerds for Hire. We've got Halloween coming up next week.
Yeah. Next Monday, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
I did it.
So yeah, Halloween. Next week, a lot of you are probably planning your Halloween parties for this weekend because, you know, doing stuff during the week is hard for people.
Adults.
Like us.
Yeah.
Not easy to do if you don't care.
Yeah.
Are we skipping PWU next week?
I assume so.
Okay.
I would have to think so since we're actually doing the party here.
Yeah.
Here at PZ85 Studios.
You mean we're studios now?
Oh yeah,
we always have been. We fancy
in the like loosest definition of the word studio.
I mean, we have microphones. There's a table. There are outlets. This is a studio.
Let me reiterate the loosest definition.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, and I'm concurring. I'm saying yeah, exactly.
Technically, right is the best kind of right, Dalton.
Yeah, it's true. Accurate. All right, so and I also do want to apologize. I'm still a little nasally and whatnot because coming. I'm bouncing back from some illnesses.
If you get me sick, I will murder you.
I'm pretty sure it's all sinuses, so it's non-contagious.
Pretty sure you got your roommate sick.
Yeah, I was about to say my roommate is currently sick with a similar set of illnesses. So
fantastic.
But he also gets sinus problems.
Jesse touched all the microphones
with his tongue.
I mean, that's normal procedure. I ate food he cooked the day after he felt his worst. So
wow, yeah. You either just roll the dice or you hate yourself.
It was mac and cheese. I mean, why can't it be both?
Okay, touche, and mac and cheese.
Yeah, no.
Did he roll a 10?
It was some of my better work with the mac and cheese. I tried something new with the topping, and it worked out.
It did.
I think.
Did you try cheese or mac?
The topping was actually Parmesan cheese mixed with the cheddar cheese ruffles. I broiled it so it was really crispy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is awesome.
That was some
and just
food
the
note.
Most trailer park chic cooking I've ever. I love it. I love it.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Okay. You have me.
We got it, Dalton.
The table doesn't have the hit on this side like it does on that side. I know the sweet spot over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, no, it was pretty delicious. It was some good mac and cheese. Need a little bit of salt and pepper, but, you know, other than that. It was good stuff.
It was so good.
Yeah,
good,
we also had,
good catch.
Yeah, we also had some barbecue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That's,
well, it was out of a smoker.
Yeah,
it was
close
good
enough. Yeah, it was the bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. It was actually bacon-wrapped jalapenos with cream cheese and a like a little smoky sausage on the inside.
Ooh, that sounds like a hot fart.
I mean,
I don't know about any of that, but it was
delicious.
Yeah, no, like I
wanted to just grab the tray and sit it on my lap and then just
you okay, Dalton.
Like I almost didn't pull out the toothpicks.
Yeah, the toothpicks are really the worst part about it because they get in the way of me just shoveling it into my mouth, cartoon character style.
Mm-hmm. Just go full Garfield.
Yeah, no, my boss makes these things occasionally on food days as a side item, and mother of God. They are so good.
Like tasty little caltrops?
Yeah. Yeah. And like whenever he makes them, usually like I'll leave the office for something like that. I'll just grab one or two and I'll do this throughout the day. I'll make myself sick eating these things.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
So good. I miss that food day. Now I'm hungry. Which is good because I can win my Xbox tonight. Because I'm on a win.
I have faith
in you. Quest for 1,000. It's just
and the Platinum Xbox One
and
X.
The Platinum Xbox One X.
Just text Derek about
don't
it.
Don't worry about
one.
It. Just don't worry about it. If you're listening to this, don't enter. There's no point. I'm going to win them all.
The Chalupa sucks.
It kind of does.
Yeah, this, oh, that's the worst box they've ever done.
This is by far, and like I'm kind of actually mad about it, this is the worst $5 box Taco Bell has ever put out.
Yep.
Bar none. You get less food. The specialty item isn't that great. It's like a not good taco salad and a chalupa shell.
I'll buy what is this taco box? What is in the box?
Okay, so
explain to me. Paint me a word picture.
Before I do that, take you back to the first $5 box or the best one that they
oh,
did.
Yeah.
It's the cheesy gritty to crunch box. You
it's
get a
Nerds
cheesy
for Hire guys. We are
yeah, and you know what? Nerds love Taco Bell because they sell Mountain Dew. You drink Mountain Dew while you video game. Done.
And it's the Baja Blast.
Now we made the jump.
One.
Tell me about this.
Okay, so you get the cheesy gordita crunch. Mm-hmm. You get a not a burrito supreme.
It was a burrito supreme
a
originally.
Burrito, a burrito supreme, a crunchy taco, and a side of nachos with the nacho
the cheddar
cheese sauce
yeah.
And a drink. You get all that for $5.
Jesse, can we edit out my heavy breathing during this?
I'll
now,
try my best.
I'm going back to the first time I've ever had love. Like, in my heart, that sounded way more wrong than I meant it to. My bad, guys.
They've long since gotten rid of that box. Mm-hmm. So now we've come to the point where now the box is you get this super chalupa thing, which, again,
the
is
double chalupa.
The double chalupa, which is basically just a taco salad, but the bowl is a chalupa shell.
It's a taco.
It's an elongated taco bowl.
Yeah, it's just a long taco bowl. You get one taco. And then cinnamon twists and a drink.
No.
Like, there's so little food here.
No.
I mean,
because that double chalupa is not filling. You don't. It's not the equivalent of two chalupas. I don't care what they say. The math does not add up.
All right, but in their defense, how long have they had the $5 box?
Oh, they've had it forever. But
yeah,
it just,
$5 does not get you as much as it used to, even
in
Taco Bell
back.
Currency.
Actually, it now Taco Bell went from having the best $5 option to the worst one.
Yeah.
Because Wendy's still has the 4 for $4, which is killer. Hardee's coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, that $5 meal is incredible.
Because you get a double cheeseburger, a spicy chicken sandwich, fries, and a drink, and a cookie.
We are all going to die of diabetes, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes. This is why like I can go to the gym as much as I want, but my eating habits have not changed. So things are firming up, but like the belly size is not changing
no,
at
no,
all.
No, I hear you.
Honestly, it's just convenient. You know, you get that $5, you go to Little Caesars. You get like half of a deep dish pizza with a soda. And then you've got the Car Hop Classic at Sonic. That's $3 for a double cheeseburger and an order of tater tots.
I didn't know about this.
I feel like you've done like major study in this. And I want to thank you for that.
I just don't cook.
Same.
Sometimes
I forget to make a sandwich in the morning.
I cook all the time. I'm missing out on all these $5
deals.
See,
but you do one podcast a month.
That's fair.
I do 4 a week.
I also have somebody to cook for.
Yeah.
Too.
If I love myself, then I might.
You may have somebody to cook
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I could do that, but.
Yeah.
No.
It really just comes down to, you know, I've worked in an office for several years now, and I don't always wake up early enough to make my lunch. Mm-mm. So I have now navigated the big chain $5 deals.
Anytime I don't wake up to make my lunch, I make it the night before. Anytime I've done that.
Hmm.
I just, there's something about having like a sandwich that's been sitting in the refrigerator all night that I'm not a fan of. I can't really say what it is, because the ingredients were in the refrigerator.
I mean, the cold bread, the cold bread took some getting used to, but
yeah, I could see that. That might be my problem. But anyway, the point is, Taco Bell's box currently has that Xbox deal going, and it is the worst.
We were telling them about that.
The worst box that they have ever had,
but the greatest payoff.
Yeah.
Winner every 10 minutes.
Winner every 10 minutes.
You know, that's again, what they advertise, which really is just they put enough winning codes out there mm-hmm. that theoretically at how whatever sales number they're using, there is a winner in the country every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I totally thought they were shenanigans until Derek won one. My friend Derek, he won a gold PS4.
He legit won a gold PS4.
Yup.
And I see the posts on Reddit all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the only person on Reddit who hasn't won one of these things.
Yeah, clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly, the majority of Reddit has won a console from flipping Taco Bell.
Although, just real quick.
I'm proud of you.
If you want to be like Derek, not in the sense of winning a gold PS4, you could, the equivalent, really, for just a dollar, you can get our pre-show. I'm going to say this was our best pre-show we've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, it was a pretty good one. It was focused. It had a topic. It was great. And for a dollar, you can get in on that, just like Derek does.
Be
like,
you can hear.
And Zane Laney.
And Zane, yeah.
Hashtag be like Zane and Derek.
Yeah, there you go. You can get a story this time from my childhood that explains my trauma.
It's a doozy.
And then you can hear me being the worst friend in the world.
It explains a trauma.
A trauma.
There you go. The worst day of your life so far.
Hell, that wasn't even the worst
day
of my
life. It's a Simpsons bit.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I was there.
What's the topic of the show? Where are we? 20 minutes in?
11.
Right. Jesus.
I mean, no, we killed.
You see what happens when we bring Dalton back?
We killed a sixth of the show talking about fast food.
I didn't talk.
No, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, but you're just here, and your presence is disruptive.
Okay, so going back now to the original point of the show that I was going to make earlier, Halloween parties are coming up. And not everybody likes to go out and get crunk on Halloween. And we get that.
All right, Mark Wade. I'll talk about
I'm 30 years old and have spent the majority of my 20s drinking. Never in that series of empty bottles did I ever get anywhere near crunk, yeah, sir.
I mean, is it still 2010? Like, that was before
2010, sir.
Crunk started before 2010.
Oh, like I'm talking Nelly Lil Jon was like 2006.
Yeah, and they were still using the same slang 4 years later.
Well, and that's why nobody hears from him anymore.
Lil Wayne just put out a new album.
I didn't say Lil Wayne, I said Lil Jon.
Oh, I don't know. I can't follow all the Lils.
There used to be so many more. Mm-hmm. That was a big trend
still around. Yeah, they're still around.
They're like Pokemon. I can't remember all their names, though.
I mean, there's a lot of them now, but there's nowhere near. Yeah, oh, I forgot about
Lil Ditto.
Lil Yachty.
What's his face look like, Asa?
It's not. It doesn't translate well. Again, we're on an audio medium still.
But it makes me
We don't
happy.
Have video yet.
I don't want to make you happy. If I wanted to make you happy, I would be so much nicer to you.
So Halloween I can't believe parties. You haven't figured this out yet. All right. So Halloween parties. So yeah, there's for those of you out there that don't want to drink on Halloween or, you know, go out to the bars and all that good stuff, which at this point is me. I don't really go downtown anymore. There's just too many, what do you call them, people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they seem to be everywhere. I saw them at the store the other day. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And around Halloween, there's even more of them. There's so many. So many. You know, there's a sea of them, and they're all drinking, which I used to enjoy. I don't anymore. So we were wanting to provide some options for you to do with your friends at home that don't have to involve alcohol, but rest assured, are more fun when everyone is drinking.
Like most events in life.
Yeah.
Especially funerals.
Yeah, no, alcohol makes those way better. And weddings, for that matter.
Yeah.
Can't confirm. Derek. You remember that night.
I don't.
All right. I figured this was a great follow-up to we had just finished talking about tabletop stuff, like the tabletop RPGs, board games, that kind of stuff. And I think this is a great way for us to show you a practical application of these games. Why are you looking like you don't know what we've been talking about?
Like making faces at Dalton to confuse him. Let me just do this, man.
Oh, that's very good. I could see it on his face. He was confused.
Yeah, I'm just trying to perpetuate that. Keep doing your show.
Keep doing your show. Like you're not an active member of it.
He's sounding like a real adult right now.
Oh, I drew him in the picture. And no, I'm not adding you for this week. That took a lot of work.
Well, I'm happy to see where I stand.
I need you to just
Photoshop
like,
me in.
You need to just Photoshop his the drag picture.
The what?
Just
picture?
Like in the with him in the wig and the dress.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
just like
yeah.
Put it in the background corner, like tilted weird.
I was here for that week. Can you take it out? Does that even care about me? Please.
Or well. Earn it.
Yeah, there you go.
Or we just get a really young picture of Post Malone and post it in the background of it.
Pre-Malone.
Pre-Malone.
I hate my friends.
That's not true.
I'm nowhere near that talented.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's
why you're pre-Malone.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought it was because of how you look?
I mean, you...
This is my favorite Halloween activity. Crap on Dalton.
I'm so glad he's here for it this week.
Every once in a while, I'll hear it on a normal show, I'll be like, hey, jerks. That's what I say in my car to myself. It's definitely not a swear.
Definitely not. Definitely not. While he's laughing. He does laugh. Usually, though, when we say a joke, we can see the hurt laugh.
Oh, that one wasn't does, hurt. That was legitimately funny.
No, yeah, he has a specific... Oh, that one got him.
Yeah.
You'll hear it tonight because Trevor's across the table from
it's
me.
That's true, and we're only 20 minutes into this sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Not even.
Oh, no.
4 minutes have passed since the last time you asked about timestamp.
This is Bill Burr.
7 minutes.
All right, so moving on now. So, yeah, I figured we could talk about some cool stuff you could do for a Halloween party. Because mm-hmm. It'd be great at, like... We here at the table, minus Trevor, he still enjoys the debauchery and what have you.
I go to my specific places on Halloween, and yeah. Also, like, all my coworkers are in their early 20s, so I'm kind of like the party dad.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. See, and I
I'm
hate
that. Old, I'm that old dude who hangs out with the young people still trying to be cool.
For reference, Trevor is the oldest person at the table.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
by much.
No.
No, like, it's by not by
enough.
Far.
he's the oldest at the table by a month and some change.
Yeah.
See, but party dad always ends up turning into, like, making sure they don't die, and that's why I hated going out.
That's what party mom's for. That's what my wife does.
Oh, so, I hate it so
party
much.
Party dad doles out, like, sage advice to drunk kids. Like, hey, don't put that in there. And, like, party mom, hold your hair back and get you home.
That one really got Asa.
All right. What is the show?
It was not nearly. I will say the only reason I started laughing was because, like, all right, it was funny, but then I saw Asa dying.
It took a minute for it to really, like, hit, too.
Kind of with the slow burn.
Don't put that there, oh. Jesus. All right.
Laugh track. There we go. That laughter was not generated via computer God. Software. Anyway. So, Halloween activities that don't involve drinking. So we've talked about, like, we've talked it to death at this point, but one of the things I just want to get out of the way now, especially for those of you that haven't been listening to the show, I just want to talk about the board game Betrayal. Mm-hmm. A betrayal at the house on the Haunted Hill.
It's got a real long name.
Something like that.
But the biggest word on the box is betrayal.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you look up board game Betrayal... You got it.
And it looks like a spooky haunted house on the box, too. Like, the marketing is, like, everything about this game is on message. It's on
yes.
very on
yeah,
brand.
You're not going to miss it.
Yeah.
And check out, I think, not our... yeah, it was our last episode. We talked about board games.
Yeah.
So check the last episode of Nerds for Hire for in-detail information about it. But the gist of it is, you are, like, you and I think it's five other friends? Because I think it's six players? I think it's six players, five to six players, something like that, can basically form this mansion. As you go through it, creepy stuff is happening. Everything's really creepy. At some point during the game, after you've explored enough of the house that you are generating with tiles that, you know, you place on the board, the betrayal happens. And one person ends up being on a team separate from the rest of the people at the table.
It goes from being everybody working together to one person working against the rest of the group.
Yep. And there are two different outcomes depending on who wins. Typically, it's the more it's the more horror outcome. And then you have, like, the good guys win outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are detailed in the book. There's tons of scenarios to this game. Lots and lots of replay value. I highly recommend investing in the game. And if you're not really into horror, there's a Baldur's Gate version that's significantly less creepy. Yeah, more high fantasy. But anyway, check those out. They're great. So other activities, other board games and stuff like that that you can do.
The one that comes to mind immediately is super old school, but Clue.
Yeah.
Just like it's not necessarily horror themed, but you know, trying to figure out who committed the murder. Mm-hmm. Especially,
I mean, that's one of good to do with like if you've got kids, like that can jump in.
Clue and like even just like it would take a lot of planning, but like a murder mystery, like have people show up in costume, and you can kind of plot it around there. You can even do like a Clue, just kind of you know, show up in, because there's been there was a website or something that would generate like basically a Clue, like it would be themed.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like instead of buying an actual full on like how Monopoly there's a version of Monopoly for everything.
Right.
It's like it did the same thing with Clue but with different like properties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, cuz I do like so Murder Mystery Party is actually one of my big recommendations for a Halloween get together.
Huh.
Because it's super fun to do and it's great if you've got like a group of friends you want to have over and it's basically like Clue without a board.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is given a role. And it's kind of random each time. You could buy kits and stuff like that for it.
And there's like walkthroughs online you can get to like set up your own. And
yeah, if you want to not pay money and stuff like that for it, there's actually, stuff like that. You could just print out some stuff. And yeah, people can dress up thematically if you want. They don't have to. And you just kind of act out through the night and you try to figure out, you know, who the murderer is. And if you're the murderer, you try to convince everyone that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's super fun and it's, you know, it's going to have a different outcome every time, especially depending on who you have with it, how people get, you know, how into it people really get. Like there are groups of people that I know, like when I went to school, I was friends with a lot of theater majors, mostly thanks to Trevor.
Theater kids have fun, man.
Theater kids do have fun.
And they throw the best Halloween parties.
About to say,
they absolutely do.
Yeah, and now they have a props department. Like,
mm-hmm. Why do you think my costumes were so outrageous? I had to get in, man. There's a guy at the door. You can't halfway do it. You got to fully commit.
Yeah, no, none of my costumes would make it into a theater kid party. Because my costumes were like, I'm not going to dress up as anything. And then the day of, I'm like, fine, I guess I'll get a costume together. Yeah.
Mine were planned weeks in advance.
Yeah, like some of my better ones were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even like the all right, so a costume we talked about during the pre-show that I did a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Again, $1.
Just a dollar.
And you get to figure out what that is. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. I decided to do that the day before. And I assembled quick.
Granted, it was a super easy one to...
It was. Actually, that was the point. Like, all my costumes, I have not planned any more than 24 hours in advance.
I did throw one together really fast one time, and I just took old vampire teeth I had and dressed as a homeless man and had a sign that said, Occupy Dracula's Castle, because Occupy Wall Street was real hot then, and I was topical.
I dig it.
The Hanging Chad bit from How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm.
That's clever.
Yeah, no, it's clever. That's clever. I dig it. So yeah, no, theater kids throw the best parties. I was friends with a whole lot of theater kids. I'm trying to remember where they take the murder mystery parties very seriously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They show up just decked out in like, you know, era appropriate outfits.
If you were going to a theater kid murder mystery party hoping to like get to interact with, you know, your theater friends.
Nope.
No. Because they do not break character.
You will interact with the character they are assigned.
Until the party has resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for several hours after.
Depending on what beverages are served.
Yes.
Yeah. Theater kids are fun if you're in a college town. Just throwing that out there. Make friends with theater kids is what I'm saying.
For sure.
None of y'all shared a campus with them.
Excuse you. Trevor did.
I did.
What's your degree?
Fine arts. Emphasis in sculpture.
Oh no. Oh no.
Did he just
put you in your place?
Yeah.
On that side
of the table.
Oh, yeah.
Suck a fool.
He is trying so hard to censor himself and I am proud of you.
Yeah, I'm doing such a good job.
I'm also Suck doing a very good job.
Suck a fool is one of his very like it's a short
we
list.
We got about four things I say that are insulting to you that don't have a curse word in it.
One of them's your name. Somehow he makes it work.
It's a commitment.
It's years of practice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, murder mystery parties are super fun. Like I said, you can get some really cool in-depth kits,
and they can be. It's another thing where we talked about with like getting into D&D or other just board games. It really depends on your group of friends. Like, don't just spring this on some people as like, oh hey, by the way, this is what we're doing tonight. Because if they're not into the idea, then it can go south real quick.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have a group of friends that would be open to it, and like you have communicated to them what this is going to be.
It's absolutely one of those activities
Don't invite them to the Halloween party and then like, hey, well, here's your packet. What?
Now I got work to do. Yeah, no, it's very much one of those like you get exactly as much out of it as you do into it. Mm-hmm. Like as you put into it, rather. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if that sounds like something that you and your friends would have fun with, by all means, give it a shot, because it is a blast if you have like a group of people that actually want to do it.
Even if it ends up going like way off the rails, that can even make it
more still be fun.
Yeah.
Yep. One of my other like really fun go-tos for a situation like that, it's another classic game that maybe not many of you have heard of called Werewolves.
Mm.
They sell kits for this as well. You can also play it for free just by printing stuff off of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
The very most basic version of it, you have basically four roles. You have the narrator, the werewolf, the villager, and usually like a seer or something like that. Yes, Dalton.
Didn't we play a version of this at ICC with Batman?
Yes, we did.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty. There is a really cool version of it with Batman characters. There's also a ton of it. Like a lot of you will hear this. There's a mafia version.
Yeah, that's assassin or mafia.
Assassin. Yeah. There's a lot of different versions of the game.
I always played it as mafia. Yeah.
Yep. But the idea is you have one person narrating, and you have other people that are randomly getting roles. The gist of it, you have the werewolf. Is he exposes himself to the narrator, and he
not like that.
I wasn't gonna say anything. I was just gonna sit here and chuckle quietly to myself.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah,
that gets a high five.
You will never get one.
We high five a lot now since you've been gone. It's a thing we do.
He's Dalton 3.0. Just straight up skip two. It was that much better.
It's that much of an upgrade.
Yeah, I'm post top, not Dalton.
Yeah. Well, he's messing up words like me, so I'm happy to see some things don't get worked out.
Jesse, what's werewolf?
So werewolves. All right. So then you have, like, so yeah, your werewolf or plural, you can do more than one depending on how many people you're playing with, will show the narrator who they are. And then you go to kind of like the morning sequence. And basically the idea is someone died and there's a werewolf on the loose. And you have to figure out which one of the villagers is a werewolf. If everybody except for one person votes for a person as the werewolf, you hang them, basically.
Good mob justice. I like it.
Mob justice. And then you, like, everybody goes to sleep. And if that wasn't the werewolf, well, if it was the werewolf, then that ends the game. If it wasn't the werewolf, the game is continued to be played, and then the werewolf kills somebody else over the night. It's like, all right, well, it wasn't that person. Who would be now?
Because you can even do this game without any physical materials.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to print anything off from the internet. You don't need to have a card. You just need to have the narrator. Because like, the version that I did was also usually as Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty much the narrator is the only person not sitting at the table. They just randomly will choose who died. And then they're out of the game.
Okay. Oh, the narrator randomly picks it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, the ways I've played it, it was always... But it was done like Mafia, where the hitman or the werewolf or whoever, like, winks at the person they want to die.
Yeah.
And it takes them out. And so you try to catch somebody winking.
Or just pointing at somebody while they're...
Done the winking version, too, where it's like everyone is just kind of sitting around the table. And
just staring at each other.
Just like a real quick...
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever like saw it has to put their head down until it's found out who it is.
Yeah,
but well, no, but neat. Like, but there is also the version where it's kind of like this, where there are rounds and turns. So you have werewolves identified. Everyone goes to sleep. They put their heads down. Narrator chooses someone who isn't the werewolf. Clearly, they're the dead. Now they're out. They don't get to vote. They don't get to contribute at all. And that way, it keeps the werewolf out of. Everyone just has to kind of decide.
Oh yeah, because
instead of having like a visual cue,
Like because the, well the way that I've seen it played, there's not really a visual cue. There ends up being a little bit of an audio one if the person isn't quiet. Mm-hmm. But the werewolves choose who dies, like while everybody goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. When everybody is asleep, head down and everything else, the werewolves go head up, mm-hmm. and the narrator can see them. Usually they'll point to someone. I'm pointing at Dalton, yeah. for example, and then like that person will be dead. Mm-hmm. The narrator will tap on them, or they'll say, mm-hmm. or they'll say, like, "All right, everybody, wake up! Dalton's dead."
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's safe to sleep.
too far, Coco.
the main reason that whoever I was playing with, because I think we did it at like camp or something, but the reason that we switched to having the narrator choose is because it would. No one could do it quietly enough.
Yeah.
And it was always very obvious, like, just by the shifting, or, like, if you're not in a... if you're in a chair that shifts...
Or squeaks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's very... It can be very difficult to...
Yeah, like, if we were in these chairs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that... So, yeah, I've seen it play both ways. And you can play it kind of... Like I said, there's a bunch of different methods and a bunch of different ways to do it. It's super, super easy. You play one round and everybody gets it. Because basically, like, you as the werewolf are trying desperately to make everyone think that you're not the werewolf.
Mm-hmm. The best thing to do, though, is if you do it the way that I was talking about, the narrator also chooses who is the werewolf. It's not, like, randomly selected or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't choose anyone.
And you just watch a group of dear friends tear each other apart?
Yes.
I wasn't for this game, but I like it already.
You monsters.
Yeah.
No, that sounds awesome.
It's pretty great. Like, yeah. No, it's clear, like, especially when two people are convinced the other one is, and they're trying to, like, recruit and convince the rest of the group.
You are legit messed up.
I know.
Because, I mean, that kind of stuff happens during regular werewolves, too, but obviously with the outcome being that one of them could actually
end up being the werewolf.
I mean...
Because it was... So they picked one. Like, one person persuaded everyone else to vote for the one. Wasn't him. So clearly it was the other one. Oh, he wasn't it either. Then they don't know what to do.
I'm pro any game that allows friends to lie to each other to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's very much this game.
Yeah.
There's also, like I said, a Batman version of it, the Almost Got Him.
Almost Got Him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's based off of an episode of the animated series where you have a bunch of villains around a table.
Which I think we talked about this one, too, last week as well.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Swapping stories about how they almost got Batman. And, it's a lot of fun, too. That one is a lot more in-depth in terms of, like, character
roles and
stuff like
that. And there's, like, abilities and things you can do, which, same thing with, like, there's boxed versions of werewolf you can get or listed under, like, assassin or mafia or whatever. Mm-hmm.
But the very basic version of it, you can play with four people, one narrator, one werewolf, and two villagers.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's really simple, really fun, quick way to get, you know, just jump in and play. And then you can just kind of rotate around. So that's a couple of my favorite, like, couple of really good go-to Halloween activities. There's also, if you want to go the D&D route, there are...
Which we often do.
Yeah. There are tons, and I mean that, like, if you put them on paper, there would be literal tons of modules and stuff out there for Halloween-themed D&D adventures. Just one-night play situations.
The one we did that Hunter ran, where it was the actual werewolf, and Shannon wanted so desperately to get bit.
Shannon wanted to be a werewolf really, like, so badly.
So bad. Because he that's his favorite, like, Halloween thing. Like, he loves, like,
his favorite monster.
The lore, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
So he had the opportunity to be a werewolf but it didn't happen.
Yeah, because he rolled the save.
It was Branham that ended up getting bit. So he was just, like, constantly, like, I put my hand in his mouth. just bite me.
Branham ended up getting cured too, but every up until that point, like, all the time he's like, so, you know, like, we can see if you have that werewolf thing, just bite me real quick. it was really, really fun, and, like, stuff like that exists. You can even throw it into, like, your current D&D campaign if you're playing,
like we did last week.
Yeah.
On our D&D campaign.
If you're feeling real frisky, you can make your own. which is
No, you don't need to be feeling frisky to make your own tabletop game. You need to be mentally unwell. Jesse, this is an intervention.
Get the banner, Dalton.
It's really more for Andrew.
That's why Dalton's here.
No, see, Andrew at least, like, built a world in a pre-existing, like, rule sets. Like, he took Dungeons and Dragons and all of these rules and then, like, made his own lore and story. That's fine, because he has a pre-existing, like, set of classes and species and, you know, rules to go off of. Jesse just was like, no, that's lame. I'll do it myself. Like, he went full Thanos.
What's the group's name again?
What group?
Oh, this was Halloween. I'm thinking of the superhero one.
No, yeah, that's what we did, the superhero one.
It was Halloween themed.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah, not only did he make his own tabletop like game, he made it Halloween. He made a Halloween themed adventure for us.
It was fun.
Remember, said I love you, because like
you need to sleep.
What's that?
No, Call of Duty.
Do you close your eyes a lot?
Sometimes for a few minutes at a time.
But only while driving.
Have you ever tried it for like an hour or two?
No, I don't have that much time.
That's when the truth comes. No.
That got me.
No, so I mean, like, I'm hoping that Asa did enjoy it. But yeah, I basically kind of like, there's not really a superhero themed thing out there that I liked a whole lot, and I had some ideas for what I wanted to do for a superhero themed
tabletop pen and paper game.
Yeah, no, like the organization.
No, it's
Yeah, we're not going to say that on the air.
I forgot what it was.
I'll remind you later. But
you're the best.
Yeah,
it is very not PG.
Oh,
because I remember Dalton. I now remember that Dalton did read the handout, so he knows the lore I set up for this world, like at least what the characters would know. And it's heavily based on like real world. Like I didn't just make up a brand new world. I just created a set of circumstances and created an alternate world based on those circumstances. And created some character classes and stuff like that, and yeah, it's not that much, guys. But I did make a Halloween themed one.
Yeah, which worked so well for me because I didn't know you were doing a Halloween themed one. But like my character's backstory is like obsessed with horror movies.
It was pretty funny,
and this worked out real well.
It worked out very well. It was fun.
And for those of you that are playing D&D, if you want access to that module, I have kind of a rough thing listed out. That can actually be fit into a lot of different types of D&D. Mm-hmm. You just kind of have to obviously fit it in, but it's basically a haunted house that comes to life. And you just kind of play through it that way. And I made up some, you know, different things for people to run into. I think it was a lot of fun. Good feedback from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wish they'd be really nice to me.
I wish anyone that wasn't you could roll something higher than an 8.
That would have been nice. Oh. That would have been nice.
It's a DM, magical DM power, man.
Yeah, because me as a DM, I want to see my characters play through my story. I want to see my players play through a story. Mm-hmm. And if they can't do so because of dice, it's really frustrating.
Yes, yeah. I can imagine how that would be frustrating for you.
Yeah, every time Jesse rolled a dice and I just heard, darn! I was like, he got another 20. He did.
Now he's mad about it.
And he's mad about
it. That's insulting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want you guys to die. None of them died. I had to do some quick thinking to prevent that from happening, but none of them died.
God bless.
Oh, did you see those bandages right next to your severed body? I wonder if you can just tape that up.
My favorite part when I was almost dead, Jesse was like, oh, you all have like a field stim pack that's like just adrenaline, and it'll give you like 1d8 health. I forgot to tell you that.
That's not how any of that works.
It is in this world. Shut up. because I definitely didn't forget about it. I just gave it to them because otherwise they were going to die. Well, one of them was.
It was me. I was going to die.
That was super fun. So, yeah, if anybody wants that, just hit me up. I'll send it to you.
Or subscribe to the Patreon and we'll send it to you.
I mean, definitely. But just hit me up. I'll send that one to you free of charge. But do go to that Patreon. But anyway, yeah, so that's just, you know, options that you can do. And there's so much stuff you could do with Halloween-themed tabletop stuff, like one-night adventures and stuff like that, that you can even do for, like, some newbies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. So those are my suggestions. Crew?
I mean, I threw out some. I like what we do here, which is... It's a little bit more involved, but like we always end up watching scary movies is always a standby. Right. And I know you guys have talked about that to death on the Thursday show. multiple
that is
times.
That is our favorite thing to do,
yes.
Is watch scary movies on Halloween.
But one of the other things that we do is we bring in, like Shannon will bring in his like Oculus or PSVR or even just like non-VR games. And like, because there's a lot of horror games that are out there, like video games.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if someone hasn't like played them before, or you get a group of people who don't traditionally like play video games, like it can be just as good as like watching a scary movie, except sometimes it's worse because
you make people play PT, more, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
We did that a lot.
You monsters.
No, it was great. It was amazing because it was like, so here at the PZ85 studios, we have these giant windows across the storefront.
The studio.
Middle of the day. All the lights are on top of just, you know, bright, sunny.
We did turn off the lights over the TVs.
That's, yeah, just to reduce the glare. That was just a practical. It was not for mood setting.
Right.
And then we were playing PT, and we're just not okay.
Yeah, this was when PT first came out. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that somehow missed PT, maybe you don't play a lot of video games or anything like that, Silent Hills... the game that got canceled, they actually got they're going to do a sort of a reboot of the franchise, starring Norman Reedus.
Which
with,
we didn't know. What this
time,
was
yeah.
is it was E3 happened, mm-hmm. and they're like, hey, indie developer, low budget, they're making a scary game. The demo, the playtest, is available on the PS Store now. Go check it out. And people are playing through this nightmare that is gorgeous, and then it is, once people like cracked it, it was revealed that it was Silent Hill starring Norman Reedus, also having Hideo
but the story by Hideo Kojima
and Guillermo del Toro.
So
that kind of blew a lot of people away, and it was so spooky.
It was the scariest thing that, like, it was the scariest piece of media I have ever encountered.
That's, I've never played it because I won't. Because I like going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, but I've heard everything about it, and just that it is the pinnacle of video game horror.
It is a fantastic mix of jump scares, of mood setting, of just unnerving like visuals. When you walk through the door for the first time, like when you go downstairs, open the door, and you just step back, and it's like it's.
Yeah,
oh, it's so good. It's terrible that we're never going to get to play it because of Konami.
Yep.
And two, it also very much sucks that this is no longer available on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, so like we should have really prefaced this for those of you that are getting really excited about this.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry that there is a way to get it.
There is a way.
But it's not on the PlayStation Store.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's a little less than legal.
Unless you know someone who downloaded it and didn't delete it off their system.
But I'm
Because it has survived now two system transfers. I still have it.
I still have the license for it. So I think Billy can bring it back on mine.
See, I'm calling this is like game is going to be like the stuff of legends 5 to 10 years down. Like people younger than us are going to be talking about the game, that one game that was so scary, mm-hmm. that just vanished.
Man, it sucks that
you
like
can't find it anywhere. And
it
then
sucks
one
that
of the buddies
so many
it.
Like YouTube videos of it already, because this would be like an amazing urban legend.
Yeah,
of like this game that really scared so many people. They had to take it off the store, which isn't why it got taken off the store, but you know that's how the
Konami
story goes.
Konami is jerks.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Konami
but don't
is
worry.
The worst.
Okay, so they canceled Silent Hills, but there is. Is good news. I'm assuming it's not nerd up or worthy, but we are getting Silent Hill DLC for Metal Gear Survive.
We sure are, Meg.
They're doing that.
That's basically the same game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
yeah. PT was just if you've not tried that and you have a friend that has it, just do it. It's super fun.
Didn't you get Dalton to play it?
He tried.
Hey, we got like 10 minutes in.
You did not.
No.
It was a 20-minute video.
Yeah, and like 10 minutes and 15 minutes of that was us convincing you to just put the controller in your hand.
Yep.
And then I threw the controller and turned the system off.
And turned the system off.
Before he even got to the actual jump scare.
Oh, mm-hmm. Horse shenanigans, sir. There was a lady that jumped out in front of my face. That is the definition of a jump scare.
I mean, I didn't think you got to that jump scare.
I did that because that's whenever I just hit the PlayStation button. I was like, nope.
Huh.
What was it called? Because it was Resident Evil 7, but it wasn't called that in the demo disc.
Ooh, I know what you're talking about.
The Kitchen. It was the PSVR demo, and it was just called The Kitchen. We tried to get him to play that, And then as soon as he realized it was dark and spooky, he was like, nope.
No. I realized it was dark and spooky, but it was VR, so it was like lean forward. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not going to move. Because if I move forward, that means it's going to give me the opportunity to move back. And I'm in a not completely stable chair if all 200 pounds of me goes backwards.
So for those of you that think like, yeah, no, I'm a horror guy. Like, horror games have never scared me even the slightest a bit. Try it in VR.
Yeah.
That because VR removes, that immersion.
It removes the safety blanket of being able to even just look off screen.
Yeah.
Of just like, okay, well, nope. Okay, well, everything's still. I'm still here. Like, I'm sitting on the couch. It's like, no, you're not anymore. It's 360 degrees of oh no.
Because even like there was an Arkham game.
Mm-hmm.
And even that was really creepy. Like after, it was really unsettling, I guess I should say. Like basically it shows you the scene where your parents die. Like you are Bruce Wayne in this Arkham game.
A prerequisite for all Batman media.
Right.
If I have to see those pearls fall one more time. I am doing really good at this today.
So it was after the pearls fell.
Mm-hmm. Post pearls, if you will.
Yeah. And basically like you're looking Joe Chill in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like he's leaning in, like he's right next to you, and it's deeply unsettling versus like actually putting this on a screen.
Yeah, was it you that was playing it that actually like did lean back?
Oh yeah,
because we played with someone, and whenever he kind of like walks up to you, you're just like it's just whoa.
He's like, back up there, Hoss.
You're like, whoa, hey, you're getting close,
getting real close to me. Real close.
Gun in your face.
Yeah, no, it's very unsettling. And yeah, the horror games, even more so, because they're, you know, designed like you've got like the headset on or like earbuds or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you're actually isolated from noise outside of the game. So yeah, you are immersed in everything except for touch.
Yeah, which thank God.
Give it 10 years.
Right? Just to get some haptic feedback going on some of this stuff.
No.
Keep it in Ready Player One. Do not want.
I do.
It's good. I do not want to poop myself.
Because
that's exactly what would happen.
One of the funniest things I saw out of like when Resident Evil 7 released, because that one is playable in VR.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw somebody posted a Reddit is like, all right, ready to play this in VR. And you know, he had the headset on and everything, and he was just sitting naked over a 5-gallon bucket.
It's the only way to play.
He's like, ready to go.
Like, lean forward. Nope. I lose my bucket. Hashtag Tanner.
And it's going to dump everywhere.
Oh, no.
Because you know Dalton would have used it by
that's the real
point.
Whore.
Oh.
Just the defeated look on Dalton's face because he knows Ace is right.
Well, I just meant the poo-poo going everywhere. Like that's the nightmare.
Yeah.
Got a solid amount of poop jokes in tonight. I'm proud of you guys.
Shannon will be very upset
proud
when
of
he
us.
Hears about it.
No one tell him.
The VR is, if you've got a friend with VR, if you have VR yourself and you haven't checked out these horror games, you're doing yourself a Halloween disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Make that happen during one of your parties. Make one of your scaredy cat friends. Everybody has a Dalton in their group. Everyone does. And Trevor's really happy that we have a Dalton because it takes attention off of him. Because
we have multiple.
Understand, there's a lot of Daltons.
You're just the most Dalton because in fairness.
You are Dalton Prime.
In fairness, he's not wrong. Like, between Mandy, Dalton, myself, and Cody. Like,
that's why Cody hadn't watched Ghostbusters yet.
Allie is the strongest of all of us.
Like, because she's just able to do 100% separation, except in VR.
Yeah, and that's the, like, but that's the only time she can watch this like a scary movie and just be like, okay, like, and you probably noticed when we went and watched Halloween, like there was a moment that wasn't even a scary moment, but they did the stupid music spike, like to make it to the fake out, and it like, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, the cat jump or something.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, ah, dang it.
You got me.
I was doing so good so far.
Yep, and there's. So it really is unfortunate for Dalton because he does detract from everybody else in our group. Because you can lump Trevor in with that too. Also, not really a big fan of horror stuff.
Yeah, don't do horrors. Like I can watch them and it's fine. Like I'm not like hands over the eyes.
No, I'm hands over the eyes.
But it's like, you know, what? It's late at night. Wife's asleep. I have to pee. I'm just gonna hold it till sunup. It's good. I know it's not real.
Because when you're,
but I'll punch a coat.
Also, that pee will be real, dog. Like mm-hmm. that's gonna be. Mm-hmm. That's an explanation to the wife.
Nope. Don't have to pee. Ain't gonna.
You're gonna go to sleep.
Gonna go to sleep and just deal with that bladder.
Yeah,
it's gonna fail on him. He's getting older.
Mm-mm. But once you give that, like, once the game gives you that, and I can't think of the word for it, and it's driving me insane. But like, once you get the control over it, that's what makes it so much worse. Because now you're the, like a movie. It's just happening, mm-hmm. and you're just along for the ride. But you're the one that's given that. Like,
you're the one who's making dumb decisions. You're and tripping over things.
That yeah, you're the one that has to round the corner when it's just rounding the corner and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Okay, like that's fine. But okay, I have to go around this corner, but now I have to do it. Mm-hmm. Like turning around in PT is like that perfect speed of terrible,
because
it's not fast enough that it's, you know, you're gonna suddenly get there, but it's slow enough that you have just that, oh, what's here, what's gonna be behind me.
And the best thing and also the worst thing about PT is that you are going down the same, like, basically right angle 40 foot section of hallway. Like, you go down a hallway, you make a right turn, then you go through a door, and it's the same hallway.
You go down some steps.
Yeah, you go down the stairs, you yeah. open the...
I'll never forget.
Yeah, there's some steps involved.
You open the door, and then you, like, as you're walking through the door, you just start the loop again.
Yep.
And it's, like, the first time that happened, and you're just... And I remember playing it, and being like, what? That's... It's disorienting. It's, like, that's not what... happens.
And then you start, like, as you start piecing together clues and finding stuff, like, you really start getting some of that creepy stuff going on.
The radio broadcast going, the bathroom, like, yeah, it's
just, and even like the subtle things, like there were, like, I had played through it and watched a video through it, and then when I came in here and watched like the situation Ace was describing earlier, it would have been my third time viewing this, and it would have been Shannon's like third or fourth time, I noticed a bit in the game that so far, like, none of us had seen.
Yeah.
And it's just this one little one-off thing of, like, this horrifying thing happening towards the ceiling, and it's just like, oh,
wait, what? Yeah, it's,
God.
Because that's the cool thing about it is it's not a set playthrough. Like, your experience, like, the first time you play the game and the second time you play the game, the time when I played it and the time when Jesse played it are complete, like, not completely different, but different enough that things aren't necessarily... Oh, no, this happened here. Wait, did it? Well, I had to go through four times, and then I saw this. Oh, that happened on my second time through. So it even when you go back and replay it, you don't have that, okay, well, this you can't brace yourself for anything. Like, you have these beats that you will eventually hit, but you don't necessarily know when they're going to happen, and you don't necessarily know where they're going to happen either.
Yep.
And it is brilliant.
I feel like I'd never turn around in this game at all. Is that possible? Can you play the game without turning around?
You can, but you can't win. Like,
it doesn't sound like you win.
Yeah, it's I do want to make you play it because I have it.
I don't want to play it.
I want you to play it.
I'll watch somebody play it.
Not
I don't
me.
Play Survivor horror games.
It's Survivor.
Because really, like,
there's no making it out.
Yeah, there's no skill or anything like that involved in it. Like, it's solving puzzles, but you don't have to run. You don't have to dodge. You're walking through the hallway trying to solve the puzzle.
It'll get you.
Also, the puzzle is not exactly like...
It requires a microphone, it turns out, and...
That's the thing, because I never beat it. Like, I could never figure out the last thing.
I've read the Wikipedia page on it. Well, I know the story and how to win.
And there's so many, like, weird things. Like, you don't even necessarily know that there is a puzzle. Like, you really have to kind of start digging eventually. But at this point, the dread has set in, and you're just like, I don't want it anymore.
I
want
to figure out how to get past it.
See, I'm always interested in the story of horror movies or horror games. So I do what any, like, pansy does. I read the Wikipedia plot.
That's literally what I just spent, like... an entire workday doing, like, 2 weeks ago, because I realized there was a bunch of horror movies that had come out that I will never see because they weren't good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the plot of The Bye-Bye Man now. I was never going to see The Bye-Bye Man.
The Bye-Bye Man!
Don't think it, don't say it, don't think it, don't say it, don't think it, don't say it. It was an interesting premise, but yeah, it was like, but when it came out, it had, like, really bad reviews. Mm. So I was like, ah, bummer.
Kind of like Slice. Finally saw that today.
I don't know Slice.
It's an A24 film. And starring Chance the Rapper and Zazie Beetz.
Oh, you've
and a bunch of other
that.
People.
Yeah,
I can't see how this wouldn't be anything but a blockbuster.
Right? It's okay. The reviews are not kind. I enjoyed it more than the reviewers did, but...
But yeah, so it's like, so I went through and like read like a bunch of like the Devil Within, I think, where that movie apparently ended with, if you want to know what happened, like it ends on a cliffhanger and then it says, if you want to know what the real story, go to this website.
Nope.
And it got like so many people were so pissed off because like you made us buy a movie ticket to plug a website.
Yeah, no, that's dumb.
And then now the website's apparently been pulled. So it's not even there anymore.
Oh,
so yeah, it's just like a bunch of like horror, like B-list horror movies that's like, well, I'm never actually going to see these, but I want to know what happens.
Mm.
But yeah, so going back now, that's kind of like our traditional Halloween thing. We kind of just get together in the studio. We bring like food and snacks, video games. We watch some horror movies. Like people dress up a little bit. We might play a board game or two. It's a lot of fun.
I think it was a Halloween party. We played Shannon's Ghostbusters board game.
If we did, I wasn't there for it.
I think it was like early in the day, maybe.
Either way,
it might not have even been Halloween, but
because I still have not played Shannon's Ghostbusters.
We may have just been playing Ghostbusters.
Also, there is a lot of like, speaking of Ghostbusters, like there's a lot of not actual scary things that are, you know,
Halloween
themed. Hocus Pocus is one of the greatest Halloween movies ever made.
I already watched it. I was at a Halloween party on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
I haven't seen it this year yet.
I haven't either.
See, my favorite was always the old Vincent, black and white Vincent Price movies, because I'd watch them with my dad, and they're so like cheesy effects that there's no way they're scary.
Right. Well, now
you can see the you can see the wires that the skeletons dance on and whatnot. But I just, there's something wonderfully creepy about Vincent Price's voice that reminds me of Halloween.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. No, there are tons of things to do. So we're able to give you guys a couple of options that maybe weren't known to you already.
And also, be very careful if you want spooky music, because it turns out you can't just go on Spotify and listen to spooky playlist, because otherwise it's just like Electric Heart comes on. You're like, why? What?
Yeah, no,
this
that
makes
was,
no sense.
Yeah, I went through four playlists trying to find, like, just trying to set the mood during this D&D session where we're traversing this haunted house that has come to life. And I could not find a good one because it started playing.
They
like,
were fine playlists, but they were just pop.
Oh, yeah, my pop favorite music. One was just the Catholic hymn that my wife was like, I know this song.
Yeah.
Just sung in a really creepy way.
Why, yeah. Spotify? So look up spooky soundtracks, pro tip, and you'll get it. Yeah, so that's all I really got for spooky stuff. So, Dalton.
All right.
You don't do spooky things ever.
No, I do what y'all tell me to do on Halloween. I don't got any ideas.
Yeah, on Halloween. Like, it's just one day of the year.
It's a month.
It's
October
a month,
1st
man.
To 31.
Yeah, yeah, I don't talk to you a whole lot this month.
No, no, I was referring to, he does whatever we say year round.
Oh,
no,
I
get he does what we tell him to do, end of sentence. Like,
can confirm.
He has a laptop. Call of Duty.
What do you need me to say? Oh, I am doing amazing right now.
You swallowed that word. That was impressive. That looked like that hurt.
That was the closest one out of all of them.
You took a day off your life holding that one in.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for being a professional.
Yeah, you're welcome. What do you need? What's your question?
What I was going to say, before you met us, what did you do on Halloween?
Oh, man. Go to wineries. Halloween parties at wineries. Did that a couple times.
How white are you?
Pretty white. It was the person I was with. She was very white. She was like...
Yeah, yeah. You wine on Halloween white? Yeah.
Yeah, like computer paper white.
Okay, yeah.
It was really creepy one time because this old...
Versus mayonnaise for Dalton.
Yeah, I was more of an eggshell white. She was like Imperial Stormtrooper white.
You're closer to like raw chicken white, but yeah.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
I get
it. It was really creepy one time because there was this older couple in their 40s
happening right
that
now.
Dressed up as 50 Shades of Grey, and that was creepy. That was messed up. Because it was just like he had the handcuffs, and then we were like...
Mm. Didn't she at one point take you to like an actual haunted house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another fun thing. Haunted houses.
Oh, yeah. Go screw yourself. That's not funny at all.
It's fun when you are not the most scared person in the group.
No, 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 no. It is the funnest when you are the chainsaw guy, which I did 3 years back to back.
I almost ace-a-mommed a guy at a haunted house one time.
Asa mommed a guy?
Yeah, didn't your mom like punch a dude?
No, she got kicked out of one because she went to, I don't remember where she said it was, but she went to a haunted house that was light touching, like light contact is what
yeah.
it was called.
Yeah.
So when you go to like the one at the arena building here in Cape or like your local one, 9 times out of 10, there is a very strict no contact rule. You cannot touch the performers. The performers will not touch you.
However,
touch you.
If you swing at me, I'm going to push you back. But at the very least. Catch
these hands.
But but so my mom went to one that was, there was light, it was light contact, I think is what it was called. And it, like, not like, you know, they couldn't, you know, grab you or anything.
Like a graze.
But they could, like, they could graze. So one of the...
Throw a hand on a shoulder.
Right. There was a section of it that was, you had to walk across this, like, bridge, this, like, really narrow, shaky bridge.
Mm-mm.
And it was built in such a way that there were people underneath you who were, like, grabbing at your feet. Well, so apparently someone grabbed got my mom's ankle, and her natural reaction was to kick them off, which when she did more than just shake off the hand, she actually caught the person like square in the chest. And so lights went on and she was asked politely yet firmly to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, you do something like a haunted house, you work for them and you touch somebody. You might catch a foot to the chest. That just may happen. Like, hey, yeah. I'm still very pro Ace's mom on this story.
That's why those workers have to sign all sorts of like right. release forms and like.
I hope they're wearing mouth guards.
I didn't sign anything.
You didn't get paid. You just showed up.
No, I got paid. I mean,
they didn't know you were there.
As in, they were dropping money as they were running.
Yeah, no, I do remember though, because Trevor used to work at the local one, and I remember I would always come with a group of friends. Like, it may not have always been the same one, but every time we got to Trevor's room. Like, he would always scare everybody I was with. And I'm like, hey, Trevor. Because back then, Trevor, like, he has distinctive hair.
Very distinct. Well, yeah, I have distinctive hair.
Yeah. Back then, significantly more so.
Super long hair. Like you could see it. It was just Jason mask and long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Super curly and platinum blonde.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time at the pool.
Yeah, which is had something to do with why he performed at these haunted get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're put on by the city. He worked for the city. Yeah.
It was a good system. Yeah, no, Jesse would bring people through, and I just... It was always people I knew, too. And you were the only one who knew that I was the chainsaw guy. So it was always really fun when you got to chase people you knew. Because in our haunted house, the chainsaw was really the only scary part. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, no, there are parts that are kind of like creepy, loud. But yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly because it's loud. Mm-hmm. It's loud, there's gas, it's always accompanied with a strobe light.
Mm-hmm. And they usually got some pretty good chainsaws that actually like started on like one pull.
But mm-hmm. man.
So they can keep it quiet. Dude.
No, time. The thought of a haunted house.
No, wait there. This is going to be really scary, guys.
Son of a...
Dude, I can't tell you how many times that happened to me. I'm not kidding. Because
I swear this never happened before.
You crank a chainsaw 100 times in a night, two things happen. One, your shoulder dies. Two, you run out of gas. And so if you ran out of gas, like you'd be like mid-pull about to chase somebody and just... No. And then you're like, I'm sorry. That's me. I'll see you later. And then I just go back to my little hole in the wall. But my favorite, I'm going to tell two stories of chainsaw, and then I won't hog it. But two wonderful things happen. One, these two kids, like if somebody is particularly afraid, every haunted house worker will work that much harder to scare them worse
because
mm-hmm. we're mean people. And these two kids, I'll never forget, they're like 16-year-olds, and I was the very last room of the haunted house as a chainsaw. Like, I chased you out into the parking lot, into the building. And these two kids are like, man, that wasn't scary at all. And as soon as I hit room, those dudes sprinted, like, legit, like people were shooting at them. And I took off with everything I had chasing these two kids. And I chased them literally around the building, outside, past the people working in line, while they were screaming. Like, I did a full lap and then back to my starting room. They ran the whole way.
And you workers, just as a quick aside, that put that much extra effort into scaring the real scaredy cats.
Bless you.
Because for people like me that take a girl that I'm kind of like, you know, starting to see
mm-hmm.
to a haunted house, This was Hannah, by the way.
Ah, yes.
Trevor knows who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So took her to the haunted house, and just it's just wonderful when she is so scared that she's just clinging,
mm-hmm.
like desperately.
That's why you do it. The
second story.
The last story, and by far my favorite, was this couple that came through in Chainsaw Alley. It was another year. And that's what we called it, Chainsaw Alley, because it had to be open.
It was just a long
open air. It was a long narrow passage.
You didn't bury the lead. It's not like Jaws.
Oh, no. And as I crank the chainsaw up and run after them like I do, he legit takes his girlfriend, who is clinging to dear life to him, and throws her at me and takes off.
She's yours now.
And he just sacrifices her. Like,
you don't have to be the fastest one. Just don't be the slowest.
Know how to take out a knee.
It gets better. And then she drops to her knees in full panic mode, screams to the left, screams to the right, screams. And I felt bad. And I turn off my chainsaw. And it's at that point I realized she had soiled herself.
No.
And then about 2 minutes later, her boyfriend came back for her as she is smacking him in the head, screaming at him for leaving her with a soiled pair of underwear.
I'm surprised she didn't try to steal your chainsaw.
I felt so good about my job that day.
Trevor's doing the Lord's work right there.
Did you guys communicate with each other? Like,
hey, dog.
Like, hey, someone's coming. Like, either someone who's like particularly scared or because... The one that I went to, my favorite memory with a haunted house was because my mom loves Halloween. She loves haunted houses. She loves seeing all the costumes, all the, like the staging areas, all of that.
Mm.
So we would always go. I never really liked them because I am a fraidy cat, and I'm the one that's always like super jumpy, super flinchy, always.
Yeah.
But so it was me, my mom, and like one or two other people that we were with, and then we got grouped up with a group of three. It was two girls and their mom, and. It was awesome because suddenly they were way more afraid than I was. So it was like, oh, now it's fun watching them be afraid. I'm not as afraid. I'm still jumping, but they're like way overreacting. At a certain point, one of them says the other's name. So like, Amy, come on. So in the next room, hey,
nope.
Hey, Amy. And the rest of the haunted house, because this was at Black Forest when they I don't know if they still do one or not.
I think they do. I thought I just remember seeing an advertisement.
They might,
because
I think they stopped it for a while, but then they brought it back. But anyway, so it was. But that one, you're going through this old like old timey like village almost. It's like an old west style town.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going through all of these buildings that are interlocked. So you go outside for in between one building into the next building. They all have different themes. It was really neat, but they like. Clearly had communicated to each other down the line.
Oh, we do that.
Because
yeah.
For the rest of the night, because this was like house one, and then it ends with like a haunted hay maze deal. Mm-hmm. Through the hay maze, it was Amy. Like they would just, because they heard the name, and they could, and that was one of my favorites. Like, oh, they're,
That happened at, I went to the darkness once,
mm-hmm.
and same thing happened there with my friend Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah, for the entire night, just every single room she went to, hi, Katie.
No!
Yeah.
No! We're never going to a haunted house together.
Yeah, we if there's like a group of people who are super afraid, like coming or anybody's name,
mm-hmm.
you usually get a runner ahead of the group, like, hey, dude, do this. Or we get the other, hey, somebody's actually having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
So let them through.
Yeah.
It's
not fun anymore.
It's a medical issue now.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore.
Trevor cranks it harder that time.
And then she soiled herself after her boyfriend left her.
Yeah. I legit put my chainsaw down, took my mask off, and go, it's okay. I'm a person at that point. I felt so bad for her.
She's a real maniac.
I'm not gonna kill you. It's look at this.
There's no teeth on the chainsaw. None.
No, there's giant like cardboard and duct tape on the blade. You couldn't hurt somebody on that at all.
I think if you tried hard enough,
blunt force.
You can burn somebody with a chainsaw. That's about it. Like if I touch the bottom of a chainsaw to you or like the front where the exhaust comes out, mm-hmm. I could burn you.
My
That's
skin
about
can
it.
Handle molten aluminum. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Then.
Oh my god.
Got it.
All right, guys. With that.
joining us on Dalton's farewell episode of I Want to Have whatever show this
wrong
is.
Wrong show!
I'm not even on that show.
No, you're not. That was weird. Nerds for Hire. No, Dalton's been fired again from the Nerds for Hire after that comment because he reminded me about the Backyard Scientist.
You have Josh doing that bit now.
Your severance check will be in the mail. It's just an
envelope.
Is
it going to be more than Hastings? Because Hastings was like 53 cents.
No, it's just a piece of paper with a middle finger on it.
Trevor's, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I can at least keep that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be worth
it. He's
going to
draw it. It's actually going to look pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Anatomically correct and everything.
Yeah, no, whenever he's drawing a middle finger, like he puts effort
there's
into
detail.
It.
There's detail. You see the creases in the knuckle. It's
because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I was a fine arts student at the theater campus. Dalton.
It's the river campus.